This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, 2 years ago, Governor Reynolds and governors of other Midwestern states chose to use a clause in the Clean Air Act to allow them to have E15 available for sale all year round. Once approved, this would circumvent the EPA's lack of movement on having the fuel available all year. Well, we know how it unfolded. A 60-day deadline turned into a 600-day deadline. And then when it was cleared, they were approving it for use next year, not this year, even though the infrastructure is already in place. Well, the emergency waiver came through on Friday, and now we have a reaction from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Supporters of biofuels and E15 are excited that the EPA allowed the waiver for these 8 Midwestern states to allow their E15 sales this year already. However, it wasn't a waiver for the entire nation. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg was one of those who was excited for the announcement.
Yeah, so we did finally have that emergency waiver that was granted to allow E15 usage during the summer fueling season. You know, again, this is comes with a it's good news, bad news, right? We needed it. We wanted it. Many of us have been asking for it. But it also just underscores how we continue to seek that national solution. We don't have that national year-round access to E15 solution that we want. You know, it's a little frustrating. So look, this is a team effort on the part of Iowa elected officials and industry leaders, you know, Governor Reynolds, Attorney General Byrd, myself, the whole delegation pushing hard to try to get to a solution here.
Nagg says he's frustrated that we still can't get a nationwide solution in place.
But, you know, maybe the thing that frustrates me most is that we see the benefit here. Iowans set a record for E15 usage last year. In fact, it was up 50%. And the number that, you know, I think should be important to all of us is that saved Iowans nearly $38 million in terms of the cost at the pump, meaning E15 was cheaper than the alternatives that they would see. Now, we look at that and say, my goodness, why wouldn't we want everybody to have access to that kind of fuel and that kind of savings? Oh, and by the way, beyond, you know, we're talking E15, and many of us would love to see pushing beyond to things like E30. But meanwhile, we're still trying to achieve this nationwide solution. But, you know, for the time being, we'll take that emergency waiver. It's certainly needed. It was certainly justified. And we'll continue to work for that national solution.
Nagg also commented the current EPA under the Biden administration doesn't seem too excited to move anytime soon on E15 year round.
Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I would say. I mean, there's many ways to achieve this. And we just flat out don't have an administration that wants to do that. And they'll talk a good game. They'll say they're supportive. But really, let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's see that national year-round solution that, again, we know would benefit. You know, look, it's good for certainly farmers from a market standpoint. It's good for an industry from a economic development and job standpoint. It's good for consumers.
We have more comments from Secretary Nagg available at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.